This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Will be joining us at the start of the next hour. And then Michael Schneider from the Economic Collapse blog will be joining us to cover the economy and a lot of other big major world developments. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I don't normally get into just hype-related stories, but because there was so much news coverage of it, I happened to look into it a little bit, and I can give my view. I wouldn't really call it an opinion, but my view, my perspective on whether or not the new Star Wars is anti-white. Because they've got CNN, Fox News all jumping on the bandwagon after WorldNet Daily ran a story a few days ago that Drudge picked up, simply asking the question, pointing out sites that were making that claim. I think clearly you can say the whole political correct agenda is anti-human, anti-culture, and therefore anti-Western civilization, anti-white, but it's anti-everybody else at the same time as well. It's playing different groups off against each other, obviously, but I'll give you my view on that at the bottom of the hour. I do not think that having a black lead actor is meant to be anti-white. There should be a black lead actor if he's a good actor. No one is going to say that the black Jedi Master character that they had in episode 1, 2, and 3 was bad. Nobody complained about Samuel L. Jackson playing Mace Windu because he's a good actor. And he pulled it off, you know, defeating Emperor Palpatine. This guy just looks like he has the same acting abilities as the other individual that played Anakin Skywalker. People didn't dislike him because he was white. They just liked him because he wasn't very masculine. He didn't carry the role across. I mean, James Earl Jones' voice in a 7-foot-tall armored guy in black with a samurai helmet on, breathing on a respirator, is intimidating. This guy running around in a stormtrooper outfit has the feel of an after-school movie. See, I said I'd cover it at the bottom of the hour. I'm already doing it. But there's some other big twists to this that are more important. I wouldn't say this film's anti-white. It's anti-male, though. And so the rest of the story is coming up at the bottom of the hour because, look, this is not really important overall, except the overall programming that is going on, that's what we really got to be aware of. That's, in my view, what we've got to be looking at. So that's coming up. Now, speaking of political correctness being nothing but cultural tyranny, banned students suspended over racist fruit basket gift. Teams give each other gifts during football games, especially things like homecoming and other special events. And I've looked at the story. They gave them a fruitcake, which is customary in the fall and winter. And because it had small pieces of watermelon in amongst the dozens of other fruits, well, that is racist, just like brown bags are racist. Now, building Planned Parenthood in the middle of black neighborhoods and having Planned Parenthood say they're there to exterminate the black weeds, that is not racist. But watermelon, ladies and gentlemen, in a fruitcake, in amongst the nuts and the cherries and the pieces of pineapple and grapes and chunks of strawberry, dried fruit, is evil. And so now they are, the school says, they apologize, that it was quite evil. So we're all going to be saved. And that ties in to France prosecutes political leader Le Pen She's set to be the next president, probably, in polls. But no, she's facing a year in prison for criticizing radical Islam. That's illegal. And that ties into this report. Finnish police banned from identifying migrants as criminal suspects. Stay with us. It's a big broadcast coming up.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Rising up, my friends. It is the thrill of the fight, the thrill of the challenge. Thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide broadcast. We are going to be here for the next 4 hours live because we have the fourth hour coming up today, of course, being hosted by one of the Nightly News crew. And, of course, with special reports from yours truly. But the 3 hours, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time, hosted by yours truly. I forgot to tell you guys during the break. I ignored it during the first 5 minutes, but I can't handle it during this 12-minute segment. You've got an ultra-high squeal going down my line, and I meant to tell you during the break, so I forgot to do that. So I'm going to tell you now. Thank you. Try to whatever you got flipped on there to flip it off. Thank you. All right, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, the fight between Donald Trump and Jeb Bush over the fact that 9/11 happened on the watch of George W. Bush is heating up. We've got some clips of that we're going to be going over. Also, NASA gives it a 99% probability of a 5.0 earthquake in Los Angeles in the near future. That's what our seismologist have been saying on the broadcast as well, that it's the only area in the Ring of Fire that is not triggered yet, and it's overdue to be triggered. Just on a political correctness front, no, these are not our top stories. I'm just getting to these first. Texas teen arrested for homemade clock that looked exactly like a briefcase bomb and wouldn't say it wasn't a bomb. Total stunt, obviously. His father's done stunts before. Is now to move to Qatar, which will be, or Qatar, perfect place for him. The folks, obviously, that are working with Saudi Arabia are based over there in all the fun happening in the Middle East right now. And he's visited with the White House repeatedly, met with Obama again this weekend, and has been meeting with world Islamic leaders and U.S. Islamic leaders about what a poor little victim he is. Isn't that just special? And the reason I get to that first is coming up, we're going to look at how the globalists create the crisis to then offer the solution, which is total control. They don't bring in groups that won't assimilate and then just basically let those groups operate on their own. Those groups then demand that the West adopt whatever the cause du jour is, whatever the flavor of the day is, just to set a precedent, and then you're arrested, you're fined, you're feed, you're demonized, you're shut down by the political correct police if you don't comply to whatever the new form of domination is. And here are the reports with video. We have video of Marie Le Pen appearing in French court, and she faces 1 year in prison and massive fines. She is the presidential frontrunner in many polls right now, and so their answer is just arrest her. France prosecutes political leader for criticizing Muslims. Marie Le Pen faces year in prison and more. So, welcome to the next level of oppression, and that ties into something we know has been going on here in the United States for a long time. If you don't hear the race of a suspect in a murder or a hit and run or a carjacking, if you hear white male, then you know it was a white male. But if you don't hear what the suspect looks like, they just say a man robbed a woman at this park. He was driving a blue Ford Chevy or whatever he was driving. Then you know it was a, quote, minority. And this is an unspoken rule of political correctness. Again, just setting the precedent on information management. And once you get the media and the police lying in concert on one subject, then they can segue into every other very quickly. Finnish police banned from identifying migrants as criminal suspects. Authorities want to, quote, avoid racist backlash from critics of migrant influx. And in Germany, they arrest you and take your children if you criticize the government's open borders. Boy, I thought you had free speech, didn't you? Collapse. Sweden raped and robbed by migrants. And that's the words of their own government, that they are collapsing right now as the government accelerates advertising that if you can get there, everything's free. This is part of the government committing suicide against their own culture. Migrants stay in four-star hotel while poor Germans lose their homes. Paul Joseph Watson article on Infowars.com, linked on DrudgeReport.com right now. Low-income families evicted to make way for asylum seekers, also the elderly. This started happening a month ago, but we have a new report linking through to mainstream national German television, reporting on it with a straight face like it's a good thing. Migrants are being housed at a four-star hotel in Germany, while Germans themselves are being told to leave their homes to make way for asylum seekers. See, you know, you think, oh, you work your whole life for the government or whatever, and you get government-assisted living, you know, part of your bill paid for in government housing, but you still basically pay rent. Then all of a sudden you wake up, you need to leave when you're 75 years old because we're going to put an Islamic family in. And people say, well, don't be anti-Islamic. That's right. Show you're not anti-Islamic, because groups identifying as Islamic are going to get your house. The four-star hotel, the sheer number of asylum seekers making their way into a Saxony region has resulted in an accommodations crisis, while the Matrium Hotel in Halle now being used to house at least 80 migrants who began arriving last week. The four-star hotel boasts an indoor swimming pool, sauna, and fitness room, and is located just 10-minute walk from the historic old town. And then we have the illegals complaining, too, that they're not getting enough welfare quick enough, and German schoolchildren are sent to make their beds and clean their facilities. Trump, revoke passports for those who go to fight for ISIS, would look at closing certain mosques. And, again, the media is acting like this is the most evil statement ever made in the history of humankind. If you have a mosque, it's really a political organization calling for murder and death and whatever. I don't think you close it. I think you indict the leadership of it. But the issue is they're demonizing Trump for that. I mean, if you go fight for ISIS, you should be arrested when you try to return to this country. It's a known terrorist organization, but that's still not happening because the truth is ISIS is a Western NATO Saudi Arabian proxy army. Now, we've got video of this as well coming up. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whether you agree with him or disagree with him, love him or hate him, or neutral, what Benjamin Netanyahu said in his latest speech in a meeting with Merkel is true. The Grand Mahdi of Jerusalem was one of the most powerful Mahdis, muftis in the world at the time, and it's mainline World War II history, that he basically invited the Nazis into the Middle East, and that they were basically invited into places like Libya after the Italians invaded. France basically invited Hitler in as well. That is, most of the government stood down and then a week later was put back in power by the Nazis. So it's true that the grand leader of the Islamic movement in the Middle East, really, at that time, was a Nazi, went to Germany, was buddies with Hitler, encouraged Hitler to kill all the Jews. And so Merkel came out and said, no, Muslims have no part in killing Jews. It's all Germans' fault. I guess modern Germans, it's their fault too. So it's all part of this guilt complex. Germany on Wednesday said that responsibility for the Holocaust lay with the Germans after Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu sparked controversy before a visit to Berlin by saying a Muslim elder had convinced Hitler to exterminate the Jews. And then he goes over the fact that that went on. There's really not any secret that there is a love affair with the Nazis to this day in many areas of the Middle East. But the left doesn't care. They love teaming up with radical Islam because it is anti-Western, and they're anti-Western, and really want to mount the Renaissance and true liberalism on the wall as a safari trophy. Infamous refugee jungle camp swells out of control. France begged to bring in army. They even have their own discos, bars, and shops. There's video of that up on InfoWars.com. Meanwhile, this is how ninnying and politically correct we're getting in the U.S. School fights against five-year-olds using sexist language like he and she, father and mother, boy and girl, and they're traumatizing the poor little five-year-olds with cameras on the buses to analyze their speech patterns and call them in and dress them down for their speech. Because what you learn in public school and in other accredited facilities as well is how to control what you say and have limited language and be completely uptight and upset and a basket case of mental illness. And that ties in with this next story that I mentioned earlier. Banned students suspended over a racist fruit basket. It had been deemed first by the team when there was an investigation as not racist. It was a fruitcake. And the fruitcake had, I guess, it doesn't say, but the average one has about 20 different fruits and nuts, dried apples, dried cherries are my favorite in them. I like fruitcakes. Dried pineapple, dried watermelon, and things like that. And that was the problem. folks identified there was some small pieces of watermelon. And obviously, if you give watermelon to a team that has some black people on it, it must be racist secret code. So we're all looking for racist secret codes, and the school has apologized for the fact that that was happening. I mean, I guess schools can't serve watermelon, period, because it's so evil. And, of course, they're going to expand that out now, the brown bags and everything else.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brace, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Took it all away.
great humanitarian power by its ex-prime minister, Fredrik Reinfeldt, Sweden is on the edge of a brutal collapse due to a wave of entitled immigrants raping Sweden's women at a rate of 53.2%.
Kvinner som begår overfallsvoldtekter fungerer veldig marginalt. De ofte arbeidsløse, de kommer fra traumatiserte land. Noen av dem har i hvert fall de siste fem årene vært asylsøkere.
And bleeding the economy of the country dry.
Hey, welcome to Sweden. This is the number one rape capital of Europe. Some say that this is because Sweden is very progressive and aware of destructive patriarchal norms, which is why our definition of rape is broader than in other countries, and more considerate to the victims. Others say that it's because of our massive levels of immigration, where we import thousands of people from countries in the Middle East and Africa, places that don't really have the best views on women's rights. But it doesn't matter who is right. We will never know who is right. Because we aren't allowed to talk about it. Here in Sweden, everything is considered racist.
Danish historian Lars Hedegaard warned the final consequence of the West and above all Sweden's immigration policies that the economy will collapse. Because who is going to pay for it all? Increasing taxes on wage earners in Sweden to pay for the influx of illegal immigrants is not enough. In August, Finance Minister Magdalena Andersson said the government is looking at borrowing large sums of money from the European Investment Bank to pay for illegal immigration. Why has one government after another chosen to spend Swedish taxpayers' money to support and shelter citizens of other countries while some of them try to kill us? Asked Ingrid Karlvist after a Swedish woman and her son were stabbed to death at an IKEA store in Vastra, Sweden by Abraham Ukba Gabir. An illegal immigrant, Ukba Gabir, said he lost control after learning he was going to be deported to Italy. He killed an innocent woman and her son to make people understand him. Prior to the murders, Sweden's third largest city, Malmo, experienced ethnic violence between groups of immigrants. The gangs, described as youths by the Swedish media, used guns, bombs, and hand grenades to mark their turf. In August, the Swedish Migration Board, Migrationsverket, recorded almost as many reports of threats and violence in asylum accommodation as throughout the whole of 2014, according to Swedish newspaper Dagens Nyheter. In Sweden, which does not usually report the nationality of rapists, a just-released study by Swedish police revealed that Muslim men, who constitute only 2% of the population, are responsible for 77.6% of rapes, giving once peaceful Sweden the highest rape rate in Europe and the second highest in the world, next to South Africa. Currently, illegal immigrants are being housed in former royal mansions, and Sweden is building housing for the chaotic violent army taking over and raping their own country.
Ultimately, I want to see every single woman in this country covered from head to toe. I want to see the hand of the thief cut. I want to see adulterers thrown to death. I want to see Sharia law in Europe, and I want to see it in America as well.
John Bowne for InfoWars.com.
And the presidential frontrunner in national polls, Le Pen, comes out and mildly criticizes that their borders are wide open and they shouldn't be paying for foreigners' free health care. And she is in court, indicted, facing 1 year in prison for her hate speech. Now, you think about that. And now, Finnish police, they're also now announcing this in Sweden, are going to ban the release of crime statistics on race or religion. And it's not even that Muslims, on average, because I've looked at the demographics and the numbers, are like this in their own countries. The West is a toilet bowl for jihadis, criminals, rapists, scum. That's why upwards of 80% of them are military-age men. And they're making the trek to Europe to feed off the schmucks, the jokes, the passive, self-hating, self-loathing, cuckold Westerners who, a lot of the left, are literally having political orgasms right now. This is so delicious to them. And the uglier the slums, the more rotting housing, the more society collapses, the happier they get. They hate prosperity.
We're on the
they
march.
Hate the West.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up. up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the seat you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You are either with the Republic or against it.
Dark war, a middle haze. No cause, we don't discriminate.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, on this worldwide Wednesday transmission. We're going to go to one of these other John Bound reports here in just a moment. And then after we do that, I'm going to come back and give you my breakdown on Star Wars, The Force Awakens. And is it, quote, anti-white? You know, I think that really is a wrong criticism of the film and it really classically illustrates how this whole divide-and-conquer strategy works. And then we are going to get into the other geopolitical news today and the latest with what the destabilization program is engaging in here domestically ahead of Ron Paul joining us and others today. But John Bound's been filing so many of these special reports as of late. They're all so important. Here's another one.
In a private meeting, Attorney General Loretta Lynch told lawyers representing media organizations that the Justice Department will not send journalists to jail for doing their job, a commitment that previous Attorney General Eric Holder had made after the Obama administration charged more journalists and legitimate government whistleblowers with espionage than all other presidents combined since the passage of the 1917 Espionage Act.
You know, having good men in positions of power and authority who are willing to fight for what's right, that's a rare thing. That's a powerful thing. It's something that shapes our future in ways we don't even understand.
Whether it was targeting CIA whistleblower John Curacao for exposing the agency's torture program, seizing Associated Press phone records, prosecuting Chelsea Manning, or going after journalists James Risen and James Rosen, Holder undoubtedly oversaw the largest attack on the First Amendment in modern history.
We have always been, and we, I believe, continue to be, in too many ways, essentially a nation of cowards.
Holder, who was found to be the least popular politician in the United States, according to a Hart Research poll, was arguably the most criminal government official within the Obama administration. Among his many crimes, a select few have remained at center stage.
Well, Daryl Issa, the congressman, has told Eric Holder, admit you knew. Admit you lied, because now they've got the emails, the witnesses that Holder was running the ATF, the FBI, the DEA, and four other agencies in not only ATF ordering gun shops to sell guns, but two ATF agents that were coming in and selling them to Mexican drug cartels. Now, a top CBS News reporter says the White House screamed and swore at her over Fast and Furious, and that they're actually panicking over the fact that this could bring down this mafia White House. Celica Steele, who's in federal prison for selling a couple shotguns, he's a former DEA agent, retired school teacher. They set him up. 6 years ago on my show, he told me that Sinaloa was allowed to ship drugs in the United States, and that Los Zetas, that was trained at Fort Benning, Georgia, Mexican commandos, were going to have a fake defection to the drug cartels, but really it was a covert secret war against other cartels not laundering their money through the proper Mexican and U.S. banks. That's how I knew 2.5 years ago when Holder, the Attorney General, started demonizing the Second Amendment and saying we've got to restrict gun ownership because the problems in Mexico. I knew from Selling and others that they were already, even before Obama got in office, shipping guns into Mexico and drugs back in. Here are some of the headlines. Operation Fast and Furious is just the tip of the iceberg. There's the head of the Sinaloa cartel, number two in command, but the head of the U.S. operation. And the feds have now come into court and said it's true, he worked for us. National security has been declared. Here it is from over a month ago. Documents, Fed allegedly allowed Sinaloa cartel to move cocaine to the U.S. for information. That's now since been confirmed in federal court. The feds have declared national security. So the Sinaloa was hired to knock out competition. They were laundering their money through the proper banks. Here's another one. Taxpayers paid for Fast and Furious plan to arm Sinaloa drug cartel. So again, it's not just guns directly shipped by ATF to Sinaloa. Sinaloa has been confirmed to be allowed, they're the main cartel along the Texas-Mexico border, to bring in around half of the $500 billion a year in drug money. The rest of the story is this is like Iran-Contra with the Reagan administration shipping guns down to Central and South America to drug cartels to knock out their competition and then ship the cocaine into the U.S. Business has always stayed the same.
Eric Holder, who has publicly stated his desire to brainwash the public to think negatively about gun ownership.
And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns guns in a vastly different way.
Attorney General Lynch is following the modus operandi of her predecessor to a T. She has done absolutely nothing to investigate the executives at HSBC for laundering cartel drug money. In the words of former Senate investigator Jack Bloom, they took every imaginable form of illegal and illicit business. Despite the bank's involvement in the largest terrorism and drug money laundering case in U.S. history, Holder had refused to prosecute any of the HSBC executives. And according to Holder, the economy would have suffered if any of the bank's leaders faced punishment. Holder had also refused to prosecute any Wall Street CEOs for their role in the country's financial crisis. Holder's career will go down as possibly the most criminal ever executed by an attorney general of the United States. The fact that Loretta Lynch had to assure the American people that she would not arrest journalists when we already have a First Amendment granting that protection is a red flag. Criminals still run the United States Department of Justice. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Those are the type of reports that air basically every night during the InfoWars nightly news. 7 to 8 o'clock Central Standard Time now on satellite systems and stations across North America. Details at Infowars.com/affiliates. And we have links at Infowars.com/show as well. The free video links, audio links, podcast, Droid app, iPhone app, and a lot more. I'm going to give a brief breakdown to the new Star Wars movie, I guess you could call it Episode 7, that happens decades after Return of the Jedi and that giant teddy bear advertisement for small children. Star Wars was new and interesting and original in 1977. By the early 1980s, it was old hat and total 21st century propaganda selling cheap plastic toys to children. By 2015, it is something far worse. Now, the question has been asked by CNN, by WorldNet Daily, by many others, is the new Star Wars anti-white? And CNN makes a joke out of it and basically says, look at all the hate on Twitter because a couple of different sites affiliated with white nationalists and people said, you know, what is this, a movie with a black guy as the lead in Star Wars? Star Wars is supposedly a bunch of white people from the 1970s. And it shows how the population is obsessed with fantasy, not reality. I mean, this was a story told a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. 1977 is a different world from 2015. And so on its face, having a black lead actor, I don't think, is anti-white. But when you look at all the political correctness where French prosecutors have indicted the presidential frontrunner Le Pen for criticizing radical Islam, when Finnish police have been banned from identifying migrants as criminal suspects in the majority of rapes and murders, when the media won't report when black people attack white people in this country and cover up those statistics, yes, there is an anti-white agenda, but you can't exaggerate it and project it on to a Disney production of Star Wars. Now, that said, the anti-white agenda is just an anti-human agenda. It is a globalist agenda. But when you drill down into these movies, they're first and foremost about selling toys. So if you can have, that's where they make 80% of their money in a franchise like Star Wars. They've made what, last time I checked, $4 billion off the movies. Saw a factoid in Time Magazine a year ago. Was it? I'm sure it's higher now. $4 billion on the movies, $10 billion on toys, and at least another $10 billion just on franchise fees for the video games. So it's about video games, and it's about toys, and it's about a vehicle. I'm not saying anything we don't know, but let's be conscious about this. To have people shell out money for Star Wars video games, Star Wars toys, Star Wars birthday parties, Star Wars lightsabers, all the rest of it. And sure, some of it's fun. So what? It's free market. But Disney separately has put out the new Captain America, who's black and who fights white people who are constitutionalists, Sons of the Serpent, Sons of Liberty, the Culpeper flag, who go out and attack the poor, innocent migrants coming across the border. So, yes, Disney, that owns ABC and Marvel Comics, is anti-white, is anti-gun, and is beyond leftist. It is totalitarian. So, yes, this is overall part of the rebranding, part of the larger divide and conquer. So that young black kids can grow up believing they're going to get ahead battling white people, but never knowing the real threat, institutions like Planned Parenthood, fluoride in the water, poisons in the vaccines, the list goes on and on. Just type in fluoride, worse for blacks than whites. You can get all the statistics and numbers on that for yourself, and that's on average, the physiology. Now, I'll give you the rest of the story right now. I think there's also a big backlash on Twitter against this new lead character. We can put some of those articles on screen for folks. In the fact that he's bought into it all and come out and said, oh, you don't like having a black lead person in the role, get used to it. And his name is John Boyega. Well, there was a big backlash against somebody else in a lead male role because he obviously wasn't masculine enough and didn't have any presence, and that was Hayden Christensen, who played Anakin Skywalker and then Darth Vader. I mean, I would have Hayden Christensen play a wimp in a movie. I wouldn't have him play Darth Vader. See, there wasn't a backlash against having James Earl Jones be the voice of Darth Vader or Darth Vader being black in color. Because it was ominous. There was presence. It all meshed together. It worked. The real rejection of John Boyega, born in 1992, is that he has the classical narcissistic dazed look in his eye. He comes across as about like a five-year-old. He doesn't have any presence. And it just makes the movie look like a complete joke. But he's meant to have 12-year-old kids think he's cool and manly because somebody really manly a little kid doesn't identify with. When you're 10, you don't identify with a 25-year-old special ops guy. You identify with the 14-year-old that's a few years older than you and acts tough. And so you have to understand, this is pure programming to hook young kids, just like they admit Ewoks were meant to sell little girls and little boys millions of fur dolls. Kenner and George Lucas could not crack the female market. 90% of their market was male, so they made that whole horrible movie, Return of the Jedi, about trying to sell girls Ewoks. It flopped. No one wanted them. Just like Jar Jar Binks has a Caribbean black accent, he has gray skin in episode one and was a giant flop. It wasn't because he had an African/Caribbean accent. Me likey. It was because it was ridiculous. It was a stupid character. And you aren't going to have Caribbean islanders a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. It's just that it's so stupid. It's so badly done. It's horrible cinema. It's disgusting. It's a failure. It's a fraud. That's why people don't like it. Now, let me give you the rest of the story. The really rest of the story. Here's the Washington Post. And there was an article out at CNN this week where the Pentagon said, yes, we're going to begin making women register with Selective Service for a potential draft. Military.com, October 14th, just last week. And that's the rest of the story. At one level, it's about selling toys. At another level, if you've got women, and like the top bad guy's a woman, the top person battling the bad guy, the heroine is a woman, that's so you can sell girls all the action figures and toys as well. But that's only at the money-making level. The message is approved, because whether it's The Martian or any other new movie you see, there's admitted orders, even in video games like Gamergate, that all heroes and bosses be women. So whether it's Game of Thrones or whether it's Star Wars or whatever it is, suddenly almost all the bosses and authority figures are women. That's to hype women in a power trip into believing joining the military is going to empower them and they're going to be the boss. That's only meant to screw up the military ahead of getting rid of human militaries altogether in the next 20 years and moving to robots. So women are being used to spike the military, bring it down, at the same time break down civilization and prepare them for the work.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lisig. Kick some ash with Lisig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lisig.com.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWars.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
I say I'm not sure, but Dr. Clarence was in best defense. Yeah.
All right, here's my final comment so far. I'm going to shoot a produced report showing all the documents, all the articles, all the background. I've shown some of it here if you're a TV viewer. Radio listeners can just search any term I throw out for yourself. But bottom line, The Force Awakens is a joke on the public. But I'm not singling out J.J. Abrams and Disney everything coming out of mainstream Hollywood is basically weaponized and pointed at you and your family. I've talked to a lot of high-level directors, producers, and they've said they're not allowed to put good messages in films. They just don't get funded. It has to fit into a certain parameter, that it's internationally deployed, that the Chinese accept it, the Chinese government, that it promote globalism, that it promote women not being mothers but working in the system so the state can raise the children, that it stir up racial division in the name of fighting it, and then, of course, it make huge amounts of money. But I'll say this, I've been surprised by the writer and director, J.J. Abrams, of The Force Awakens in some of his Star Trek remakes that have come out. I was not really a fan of Star Trek, pretty cheesy. Overall, you know, some good plots. I like the old Star Trek from the 60s for entertainment value. It's the best unintentional comedy in the world with William Shatner, you know, battling the lizard creature, the fight scene. But the last Star Trek I saw where the government runs a false flag to launch a new war, I mean, you know, that's a good plot. He almost redeemed himself, George Lucas, with Episode 3. And he said, I wrote this because of the Iraq War. I changed how Episode 3 goes, and this shows what happened on 9/11. Well, a criminal group in the government ran 9/11. The problem was is that the public didn't even understand Episode 3, and they had all these headlines in CNN and others. I shot reviews of it saying, no one understands Episode 3. The plot doesn't make sense. It makes perfect sense. A criminal in government that wants to become a dictator stages terror attacks against his home planet, making himself the victim and the hero. He gets dictatorial power out of the strike and then takes out the old republic, claiming that they were part of a plan to overthrow the government. It's what you've seen happen, ladies and gentlemen. And George Lucas told the Cannes Film Festival when it was being released a few years after 9/11 that indeed this is what he believed happened on 9/11. What an incredible statement. And as bad as George Lucas is, it looks like, though, Disney's getting ready to do an even worse job with the franchise. So it's very saddening. I will go see it to analyze the propaganda, but it's just meant to sell toys and get women in the military and to get blacks to join the military so they can go arm Al-Qaeda and ISIS. It's a pretty sickening spectacle of mind control, and I hope folks are smart enough to pick up on it. I'm sure you are. I'm done for now talking about it. Super Male Vitality is back in stock. It is amazing what it's done for myself. It has close to a 5-star review. It was like 4.5, 4.6, 4.7, depending on the average of the day. It is back in stock now and will ship directly out to you and your family. Your purchase supports the broadcast. We also have a lot of amazing other products like Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine X2, Brain Force, which is the healthy, focused energy pill that I take every day. I mean, if I'm especially tired, take one, boom, massive amounts of good, clean energy. Brain Force is available as well. Knockout, which is, again, an amazing sleep aid, when I remember to take it, has 9 different healthy compounds, not just melatonin and valerian root, but all work synergistically, and it's less than half the price of the leading competitor that has similar compounds in it. So, very affordable, and it funds the operation. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Stay with us, second hour straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Ron Paul coming up.
Visit GCNLive.com today.